So it was that a very mild, personable Turl noted one morning that the sentries no longer wore kilts. Gazing out through the revolving panes of the food slot, he carefully concealed his elation. He sized the creature up. It had long pants, strapped boots, and a half-wing insignia on its left breast. Turl might be a top graduate of company schools, but he was no linguist. That was part of the arts. And what self-respecting cyclo had anything to do with those? So an element of luck had to enter in here.
"What?"
said Turl in cyclo through the intercom installed in the door.
"Does that half-wing stand for?"
The sentry looked a bit startled.
"Huh?"
"Good," thought Turl.
"I should have thought it would have two wings."
"That's for a full pilot,"
said the sentry.
"I'm just a student pilot, but I'll have my full wings someday."
Turl laid aside his conviction that you couldn't understand animals. While arrogance demanded non-recognition of them, necessity demanded he recognized them. This thing was talking cyclo. Chinko accent, as would be expected, but cyclo.
"I am sure you will earn wings. I must say your cyclo is excellent. You should practice it more, though. Talking to a real cyclo would help."
The sentry brightened up. Suddenly, he realized that that was perfectly true. And here was a real cyclo. He had never talked to one before. It was quite a novelty. So he told Turl who he was, that being easy to discuss. He said he was Lars Thorensen, part of the Swedish contingent that had arrived some months ago for pilot training. He did not share the ferocity of some of the Scots against the cyclos, for his people, way up in the Arctic, hadn't had any previous contact with cyclos. He thought maybe the Scots exaggerated things a bit. And by the way, was Turl a flyer? "Oh, yes," Turl told him. And it was quite true. Turl was a past master in all types of flight, battle tactics, and stunts like flying right down into 5-mile-deep mine shafts and picking up an endangered machine. The sentry had drawn closer. Flight was very dear to him, and here was a master. He said that their best flyer was Johnny, and did Turl know him? Oh, yes. Turl not only knew him, but back in the old days, before there had been a misunderstanding, he himself had taught that one a few tricks. It was why he was such a good flyer. A very fine creature, actually. Turl had been his firmest friend. Turl was elated. These were cadet sentries, standing watches in addition to their schooling to ease the considerable load on regular personnel. For several days, each morning, Lars Thorensen improved his cyclo and learned the ins and outs of combat flying from a master and a one-time friend of Johnny's. He was quite unaware that if he put some of these tricks into use, he would lose the most elementary fight in the air, and later others would have to shake the nonsense out of him before he got himself killed. Turl knew well it was a risk to play this trick, but he just couldn't resist it. Turl corrected the sentry's cyclo up to a point. And then one morning he said he himself would have to exactly clarify certain words, and really, they should have a dictionary. There were lots of dictionaries, and so the next morning the sentry gave him one.